As we reflect back on a full week of NIGP Forum, the experience of attending the conference virtually from home was different than attending live in Austin last year, or what it would have been like to attend at Navy Pier in Chicago this year. But those differences were both positive and negative. On this episode of Decisions That Matter, a few team members from the Government Sourcing Solutions team and the Procurated team share some of their thoughts on their experiences from the show, and they provide actionable advice on how to maximize the interactions and data from the conference in the coming weeks and months.
Welcome to the Decisions That Matter podcast, where we meet with leaders from across the procurement community to discuss innovative and strategic ideas. Because when it comes to procurement, every decision matters.
All right, well, welcome to the Buying Bunch this week. And I think today we're going to talk about conferences and trade shows. And most of us just wrapping up the NIGP forum for 2020. And NIGP this year did their forum virtually, where they had a lot of good educational sessions with world-class presenters and did a virtual trade show exhibit where attendees could enter supplier booths virtually, which was a little bit different. And they pulled this whole thing off with technology, which was allowed the participants to sit in the comfort of their home and do all this, so which was kind of different as well. But now the week's over and everybody has to go back to work next week, back to their regular jobs. So whether this was NIGP or any other trade show or event, you go in person or you do it through the magic of video conference, the question is not, was it all worth the time and effort to do it? Are we gonna be able to capture this information? Did we get good information? Did we learn something? The answer is yes to most of that. The real question is, how are we going to take what we learned and put these great ideas and great concepts that we learned, maybe something new, how are we going to put this to work back in our jobs? How are we going to share this information with our colleagues back in our organizations? Because we all know when we get back to work, there's going to be an inbox of emails waiting for us. There's going to be a backlog of routine work that has been sitting there for a week. Deadlines that were there when we left are still there. And in fact, they're a week closer now. And to further complicate all this, we're all working remotely. So there's not going to be that water cooler conversation on Monday morning where you can talk to your and that probably dated me, by the way. But there's going to be not that impromptu conversation with your colleagues about what happened at NIGP, those that didn't get to attend. So I thought we'd take a few minutes here and just maybe share some ideas of what's the best way to take those ideas, those new concepts, those learnings from the NIGP forum back to your organizations, back to your colleagues that couldn't attend and say, hey, some great things I learned about. Here's how we might be able to implement them or at least pursue them further within our organization to improve. So let's talk about that for a few minutes. Like, Jane, you got some ideas?
Thanks, Mike. Well, one of the reasons I like to go to conferences is to find people that are facing some similar challenges that I have, you know, getting to meet them. So one of the big questions is, how are we going to be able to do that virtually, right? Because now we're not there in person. And NIGP and other professional organizations have always been really good about providing those opportunities, both in and outside of the classroom, to meet other people. So this time it's a little more challenging, particularly taking that back to other people on our staffs. So I think one of the ways that we can do that is, you know, look at that attendance list and find people that are in a situation like me. For example, if I work for a utility division of the government, then I would be looking for people that work for utilities because we're going to have very similar issues that we're all dealing with. And we deal with similar vendors and similar solicitations. So take that attendance list from NIGP, find those people that are like you and reach out to them. And something we forget sometimes about networking is it's a two-way street, right? So not only do I need to be asking you questions, but I need to be offering things too. Maybe I've done something really interesting in my environment that would be helpful to you, but reach out to them. So I encourage everybody in this next week to at least make one or two contacts. And if there's nobody in there that you think really fits like you, reach out to several people and just say, you know, I really would like to connect with you and just get to know you better. One way to do that, I think, is through LinkedIn. You know, even if you're not contributing a lot on LinkedIn, I think creating that profile and putting a picture with that, because when I'm meeting with you and talking to you, like I would at a conference, I want to see what you look like. So I encourage everyone to start networking virtually.
As I was thinking about your comments, I think there's a couple of tag-ons to make to that. Is number one, you know, certainly NIGP has a very strong app for your smartphone that you can utilize to increase your contacts and maybe your vendors or supplier contacts, and vice versa. You know, suppliers can use that to reach out to you as well. So I think in the theory that I'm proposing is, while we didn't have to pay to travel, we didn't have to prepare to travel, we didn't have to travel back home, really this time all of your conference work is going to be post-conference. And so now, to your point, there's a lot more work to be done to get the same benefit we would have gotten out of these 4 days in person. And that requires more homework. And I think if you were rating it in terms of the ability to make new contacts, probably more challenging. But in the same sense, it's probably equally as strengthening your existing relationships with contacts that you do have. And maybe that's part of the challenge in this coming year as we all decide how we're going to participate in conferences or how conferences will be held, is, you know, what's the best way for me to maximize my participation? Is it, if it's a hybrid conference, is it in person or is it virtual? Is the travel worth it? I think there's going to be long-standing impacts from this year's changes, and I think a lot of them will be beneficial and positive. But in the same sense, I think there's more work to be done on the back end this time than there was on the front end. And maybe utilizing the apps for some of that work, and as well as I think everyone knows, the exhibit hall and all the presentations will be available for 6 months. So my other thought is, don't try to bite all of that off next week. Is you have some time to get this done. You know, it's the old take one bite of the elephant at a time to try to digest on it, because there's a lot of information there. So I think there's a couple themes to be coming out of this year that may be different or new compared to our experience in previous years.
In normal times, going to conferences, you come back with all these ideas and new thoughts and ways to approach things, and how do you do that? And so, yeah, even in the best of times, there's a lot to think about when you come back from a conference. Now you have, well, I'm working from home. You know, I have, all of these network, these connections I want to make and these networks I want to form. So there's a lot kind of compounding what you normally come back with, but thinking about, you know, those ideas and things you want to accomplish, again, in normal times, that's a big thing. And you don't want to be the person that comes back with 50 ideas and you hit your team with like, oh, I just went to a conference, we're changing everything we do tomorrow. People right now, I mean, working from home, there's a lot of change going on already. And so I think it's even more important, taking one bite of the elephant at a time, you know, figure out which of those ideas, things you learned about that, you know, you think will make a difference, and prioritize them, and know that you don't need to, you know, start making changes tomorrow. You can plan it out. You can talk with your team. You can talk with your coworkers and figure out, you know, how's a way, you know, we learned about this. How can we start, you know, making the change? And you know, take your time with it, be thoughtful, be mindful of, you know, everything else that's going on in people's lives that, you know, in this environment, it can feel like, oh, we're just working, but there's so much going on behind the scenes that you may not know about.
As the person that didn't attend this conference, tell me a little bit about how the virtual booth works. Did you find that people came in and interacted and that you had the ability to talk to folks? Or was it more you attended sessions and then you have all of this follow-up afterwards?
And from my experience, Judy, I think there was an abundance of opportunity to connect with people both in the booth environment as well as through the sessions. Both chat features in each area were fairly high-functioning in terms of the ability to reach out to people, talk with them directly, either in that moment or as a follow-up. I think, you know, the booths, it's definitely a different environment. It's not an exhibit hall floor. You're not in person. But I think there's, you know, it was a starting point. And I, you know, in this context, I would certainly send appreciation out to the NIGP team for getting it set up and organized for the first time so quickly. And certainly there's improvement to be made as this goes forward in terms of format and features. But I think we had a lot of good interactions. I think there's a lot of productive conversations. And I think that, again, to me, it becomes about follow-up. How much, there's a lot more data coming out of this conference, I think, from our previous experience. And it's really going to be up to each individual, whether that's a government agency or a supplier, to make the most of that information. How do they utilize it?
Right. I think one of the benefits of this virtual environment is that, you know, in previous years, you have limited travel budget, and so you can only send a handful of people to conferences like these. And now you can send far more people, and with the data being available for 6 months, there's a huge upside to that, even though it's really strange and something to get used to.
I think you're right, Judy. And I think one of the great things of this is going to be out there for a few more months is you can download those presentations. So if someone on your staff or even for yourself, you're able to download that data without having to go to them and ask for it. So it's very easy to, you know, to access it.
Yeah. You know what I found really kind of fun thinking about the virtual booth is it was a different environment, but it was very much like a regular in-person booth where you had people coming in and some would interact and you got to, you know, chat with them and say welcome, and they would ask, you know, how things are going and all that, and you'd ask how they're doing and catch up, and they'd ask questions, things like that. And then you had people that would pop in and just leave. And so, I mean, thinking about being in a real exhibit hall, you had the people that would just walk by and look and then walk away, and you had people that would stop and interact for longer. So in a lot of ways, it was like being at an exhibit hall just sitting at home. You know, I mean, it was a kind of a fun experience to watch unfold.
Except my feet didn't hurt as much.
Well, I agree with everything that's said here. And speaking to the, you want to be thoughtful about, because in this case, you know, you do have time, because that information is going to be out there a long time. And, you know, something that Jane said about networking and making contacts, and the presentations will be out there. But I would also say, if you have notes that go along with some sessions that you had, or there are contacts you want to make, you do want to be thoughtful, and I mean, in a hurry, but don't put off too long documenting those notes and getting what you want to do down, and making a note of, I want to reach out to this person, or I want to get a meeting on the calendar, even if it's 2 months from now or whatever, because you're most likely going to get wrapped up in your daily work and you're going to forget those little things that you wanted to remember. And you're going to forget the real thing that you wanted to follow up on, you know, as the weeks and months go by. So even if you're not going to get to everything and you're going to methodically go through it, I've always found that documenting those notes as soon as you can, do a brain dump of everything, all the conversations you had and everything you learned, get it down, file it somewhere, because that's going to be invaluable weeks later when you go back to it and you say, what did we talk about on that Wednesday, or what did they talk about in that session? Here's the presentation, but that's just a PowerPoint page. That really doesn't tell me the detail. So document what you can, because it will be helpful later.
Well, you know, this is the only way I could really ever get things done. And is I had to allot like 15 to 30 minutes on my calendar, mark that out like an appointment so that I could go back and really focus on that. So, you know, that would be a good thing to encourage people to do as well. Even in the next few months, you know, periodically put that on your calendar so you can look back, focus on it.
And I think as Judy asked about the booth environment, I think that two things to realize there is, if you didn't get a chance to visit a booth that you're particularly interested in, there's plenty of time to go back and do that now. And maybe, you know, if you were stretched for time or pressed for time during the conference itself, you now can really stroll and gaze at your leisure what's there. And I think it also, as Jane mentioned, in terms of the ability to see the presentation, share the presentation, think about also if you are going to bring new employees on over the next 4 months or in the process of training people, there's really going to be an abundance of really fresh material to have them go look at, understand, and sort of appreciate from a, you know, a relatively high performing level orientation or conference. And so not everyone would get that exposure potentially, especially as Judy mentioned, with the change in travel or the challenge in travel budgets. This way, really, the whole team can have a at least an impression or the opportunity to see these presentations.
Yeah, and reach out to the presenters. Presenters would love it if either the attendees or some of their colleagues would reach out to them directly with questions or want to set up a call or a meeting. That they love that follow-up.
Thanks for listening to Decisions That Matter. This podcast is brought to you by Procurated, the leading supplier evaluation tool for procurement professionals across the U.S. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you prefer to listen. See you again next time.